We'll be reading from 2 Peter 3 to 4. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
Hi, friends. Happy New Year. My name is Dave. I'm on the team here and happy to be sharing in some of the first gatherings of the new year. So again, Happy New Year. We have so much to be thankful for and to look forward to. On a few occasions over the holidays, I found myself at the Walnut Grove High School track. It's actually quite nice. It's been replaced over the last couple years. So there I was, standing literally on a start line that I had chosen. I've been on that track many times over the last number of years, but to be honest, every time you take your place at a starting line, it always feels a little bit different. On this particular time or times, I know what I've been eating, I know what I'd been doing, and I was not too sure about my current fitness level. But yet, there I stood on the starting line. I had a distance in mind, but again, not too sure how the run would go. Well, how did it go? Well, it certainly wasn't pretty, but overall, the runs have been okay. Perhaps the beginning of a new year feels a little like starting at a start line or standing at a start line. The path in front of you reminds you that you have a long way to go and perhaps not too sure how it will all play out. Well, our passage today in 2 Peter chapter 1 reminds us of some very important things about standing on a start line and moving beyond the start line into a new year. And I feel this is a message that God would share with our community this year. And the message is simply this: you have everything you need as you stand at the starting line of a new year. Well, let's hear Peter explain this in our text. Peter says, his divine power has given us everything we need. Do we believe that? Peter is referencing God's miraculous strength. And certainly, we know there is a power residing in God that we are to benefit from. For this is the invitation of the gospel, for us to associate, depend, and rely upon and receive God's power. A power that is to be acknowledged as a work within us. Friends, this is not, as we talk, this is not simply the reciting of some positive message for a new year or some, you know, hidden power of positive thinking messages. No. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think," here it is, "according to the power that is at work within us." Peter and Paul reminding us that the gospel is not about us being strong as we stand on a starting line. The gospel and the good news is that God sees our weakness and says, "You need help. And I've come to do that helping. I've come to save you. And I've come so close and so intimate, literally come to dwell within you and to bring you a power that's active, alive, and necessary for Christian living in 2023. So yes, to acknowledge one of our values of authenticity, we do need to talk as we stand on a starting line about our weakness and vulnerabilities, our frailty and our humanity. But we also need to talk about God's strength, God's healing, God's power, and his divinity, his power that's at work within the Christian life. When you think about Scripture, The whole Bible is really a revelation of God's divine power. From creation to delivering to his keeping power to his saving power to his resurrection power in the New Testament. As we read and observe in the world today, we see that God is permitting us to know him by observing and receiving his attributes, trusting his character and his nature, and hearing a message over and over again. God says, I've got you, I'm with you, and my divine power has given you everything that you need. Wow, what a promise. So as we stand on a starting line of a new year, hear Peter's words to us. God has granted us everything. What does the word everything mean? It's actually a present tense word in the sense that God keeps giving each part to us that applies according to circumstance. So one piece at a time, according to one situation at a time, one day at a time, according to how the events of the day are unfolding. The bigger picture is of a God giving us individual parts that eventually make up of the whole of all that we need for life and well-being. This everything reflects all the individual pieces that make up the whole for our healing and for us to accomplish all the things that God has for us. Did you do a puzzle this Christmas? Well, to be honest, I like the idea of puzzles a bit more than I actually like doing puzzles. Can I get a witness out there? Why? Because I don't seem to have the patience when it comes to those moments when we can't seem to find those certain pieces. And can I get a witness? For example, we have a 1,000-piece puzzle that's out right now at our home. And it seems to me at this point in the putting of this all together, it seems to me that we are missing some side pieces. I know it's a brand new puzzle. It's never been opened. But as I've combed through all those pieces, I can't seem to find those two outside pieces. And again, Dave Soames, I immediately begin to think, well, the pieces just, they aren't there. Why even continue with the puzzle? The pieces aren't there. And so again, Dave Soames, so often, rather than look more intently for the missing pieces, I often tap out. And again, this year, this puzzle is in the danger of being an incomplete puzzle once again. Please tell me you do the same. When we think about the everything in 2 Peter, we need to be confident and reminded and confident that God has given us everything and that there is no missing pieces that God is withholding or can't find or deliver to us. So what are we talking about? Ephesians 4 says, we are to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. The promises of the Christian life is not so much about what we give him. It's what we do with what God gives us. And God has given us everything, no missing pieces, as we find ourselves on a starting line looking towards a new year. The promise of the Christian life is rich and it's full and it's not often talked about. See, God never patches up our natural virtues. That is, our natural traits, qualities, or characteristics. No, the salvation message is that God completely remakes a person on the inside. So much so that God describes this work as the putting on of a new man. So the saying for a Christian, near new year, new you, it's actually true for a Christian on a starting line. God has given you everything you need. So how does he do that? Peter says it's through God's power. The life God places within a Christian develops or produces its own new virtues. Again, not the virtues of the seed of Adam or the seed of our first birth parents, but the virtues growing forth from a new relationship and a growing relationship with Jesus Christ himself. God promising to continue to give and give and give until our very last day, everything we need so we can keep on learning to draw our life from the reservoir of the resurrection life of Jesus. Why is this so important? Because, friends, our natural virtues are not the promises of what we are going to become. Let me further explain. See, our habit is that we want to cling to our natural virtues. Well, all the time, God is trying to get us in contact with the life of Jesus, a life that cannot and never be described in terms of natural virtues. So in 2 Peter chapter 1, take your Bibles and look. We didn't read it, but in that same chapter, there's a list of virtues: faith and goodness and knowledge and self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. These are virtues. God does not take our natural virtues and transform them. The gospel is not self-improvement or self-management. The gospel says death to self, death to your virtues, so a resurrection of new life can yield virtues from the seed of Jesus Christ. Why? Because our natural virtues could never even come close to what Jesus Christ wants, so he gives us new virtues. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Through these virtues, he has given us very good and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. So no natural love, no natural patience, no natural purity can ever come up to God's demands. But as we bring every part of our natural bodily life into harmony with the new life God has placed within us, he will exhibit in us the virtues that are characteristics of Jesus, to the point where every virtue we possess is his alone, Christ alone. God has given you everything you need as you stand on a starting line thinking about what God has for you and for you to do this coming year. As I said, God will continue, repeating myself, but as I said, God will continue to give and give to you until your very last day, so we can keep on learning to draw our life from the reservoir of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Wow, what a promise for a Christian. So perhaps as you stand on your starting line for 2023, perhaps you would be honest, as I was, as an illustration, standing at the Walnut Grove track, very uncertain and not really confident in my ability to perform on that track. Perhaps it's the same metaphor for a Christian journey. Perhaps you would look forward into your near year and say, I feel weak and I feel tired. I feel dry. I feel used up. Man, perhaps, that is the greatest testimony that we could ever share and announce and pronounce at the beginning of a new year. For it is in that place of barrenness that God would say, finally, I can build on that barrenness my life and my love for you. Perhaps this is a sign that God is at work within your life as that work is destroying your confidence in your natural virtues. Again, why is this so important? Because the Christian life is not about managing the flesh. It's about crucifying our flesh and being born again by the Spirit of God. So why Corinthians says, therefore, if any was in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. New nature, new creation. Friends, we talk so much about ourselves, self-helps. Self-improvement. I want to encourage you to only prioritize this after you understand the gospel and how the gospel is all about death of self so there can be life in the Spirit. So what is God's heart for you as you stand on that starting line? To make himself known through his care for you. Man, I'm thankful that God, at the beginning of a year, very seldom lays out in front of us all the events and all that will happen to us and around us in a coming year. I mean, if you think about last year and your starting line last year, think back. I think all of us at this time of year, we're all reading the columns and hearing the reviews of 2022. And wow, the list is long of the things that happened to us and around us in the Fraser Valley, in British Columbia, in Canada, amongst the 8 billion people on earth today. 2022 was quite the year. I'm kind of glad that God chooses not to lay out the carpet in front of us. What does he do, though? He does give us a promise at the beginning of a year to say, yes, perhaps you don't know how life will unfold, but I give you my word and my promise that you have everything you need as you begin the coming year. What has he given us? He's given us everything we need for a godly life. That perhaps is a priority to carry into the year. What do we need? What do I need? What do we need for a godly life as we step off the starting line in this new year? Everything we need for a godly life. There's three words in the original language of the Bible that translate into the English word life. The words are bios, psuch, and zoe. Bios is where we get the word biology. Shows up 10 times in the New Testament. Translates into life, property, civilians, and goods. Psuch is where we get the word psyche. Shows up 102 times in the New Testament. Translates into the words of soul, life, lives, person, mind, self. Zoe is the word that is in Scripture in 2 Peter. It's where we get the word Zoa, and it shows up 135 times in the New Testament, and it translates into God's breath, divine life, over a lifetime. Zoe life. It's the highest form of life, and it's the life which Jesus gives to us, granted by God through Jesus, and fulfilled by the person of the Holy Spirit. So as you stand on the starting line, what God has for you is Zoe life, divine life, spirit-breathed life for godliness, godly life. This is the godly life that God calls us into, the serving piece of walking in relationship with God, imitating God, putting people in touch with God by our example, our words, our prayer, our witness, and our promotion. Finally, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Perhaps this is what's on God's mind as he and as we anticipate our laps around the track this coming year. Perhaps this is on God's mind, a person, a people, a church called by his or for his glory. Call for his glory. You are called forth by his glory. What do we mean? So as all that will happen to us this year for his glory, in sickness and in health this coming year, for his glory, as you lead someone to the Lord, it's for his glory. Whether you get a promotion at work or whether you perhaps would get laid off, who knows, but it's for God's glory. As you walk with your counselor or a friend to discuss your past, to face your future, it's for God's glory. Whether you score the winning goal or miss the shot, it's for God's glory. Whether you're accepted to a university of your choice or have to repeat a university course, it's for God's glory. Whether you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's for God's glory. Or you pray with a neighbor for healing and comfort, it's for God's glory. Called because of his glory and be called of his goodness. Wow, the start line that we have is for God's glory and for his goodness. So what is our role in this? We know as we stand on a starting line, God says, I've got everything you need. So we walk out with this great anticipation and expectation that God's word is true, and we will be a people of great benefiting from the generosity of God this coming year. What is our role as we make our way around the laps of this coming year? What are we to do as we anticipate the generosity of God? Here's four things very quick. Number one, be a person that prays. But perhaps our prayers need to align with the promises that are spoken over us as we begin a new year. Maybe our prayers need to be more about, less about the listing of our needs, and need to be more about being prayerfully thankful that God has given us everything we need. So our prayers are, God, show me what you have given to me, a bit more than perhaps telling God what we need, because he says, I know what you need and I've given you everything you need. Number two, perhaps it's about surrendering to the work of the Holy Spirit. Wow, growing in a relationship of dependence upon the Holy Spirit, that we would slow down and humble ourselves more and more in that quiet reverence of being a vessel filled with the divine power of God that seeks to be at work within us. Number three, perhaps it's about finding someone to walk those laps with you, perhaps helping be a person that builds community around you and for other people. God has friendships for you to discover this year. God has a community for you to participate in. And Kirsten talked so much about this last week. And finally, perhaps a good thing that we can do is remind ourselves of Scripture that tell us of the promises of God. Let God's word inspire you even this morning. James chapter 1, verse 5. Perhaps this is a good verse to travel with. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously. We need wisdom this year. Ask God. I think of Psalm chapter 23. That comes to my mind today. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me along beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all this year, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a promise. How about Jeremiah chapter 29:11? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And how about Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7? Perhaps a great verse to quote and memorize and recite as we make our laps this coming year. Instead of your shame, you, wow, will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Reciting Scripture along the path as we walk the laps this coming year. It's good for our minds. It's good for our soul. It's good to lay claim to the promises of God. Those are four. There are so many more. So friends, as we conclude today, as we're on a starting line, what is on your mind? How will those laps go this coming year? Those days, those weeks, those months? What I do know is that God has given you everything you need for the year 2023. I've just started reading a book that tells the story of a man that hiked the 3,400-kilometer Appalachian Trail. It's quite a book. I'm just starting. It reads like a bit of a journal. And he describes with a lot of humor and sarcasm, actually, what it's like to get ready, at least this is where I'm in the book, to get ready for the daunting hike that he is soon to set out on. He describes his workouts. He describes how necessary it is to read about bears, what it's like to eat, sleep, and cook in the wilderness, way out of his element. You can tell, though, as he, and this is a part of the book, or Matt, as he begins his trek, While he has no idea what is coming his way or what to expect, he is confident because he is equipped with everything he needs. And so he begins his journey. And friends, so do you. As we continue our journey beyond the starting line of 2023, be reminded that his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promise so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in this world caused by evil desires.